fuck.
Short for fuck.
As far as the grandma scenario, I went off on her, so she doesn't do that to me anymore.
Come on, Mike.
That's why it stopped.
It's a small world.
Are we ready to rock and roll, fellas?
Let's do this. We've got javelins coming out of the jungle from everywhere.
We got two episodes to go, and it's already four.
That's right.
We already rolling?
Yes.
This is great.
I'll be cutting out specific names later. Don't worry.
Actually, this episode brought to you by Sheets Chicken Ranch.
The other E word I said is the older sister, and I know where she works, and I get the pleasure of talking to her on the phone because of where I work, but she hasn't put two and two together yet.
Good.
That's very good.
Good.
Until she listens to this podcast.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
By the way, hello, and welcome to Shield Bash.
Why is
I am
there?
Britt. I will be your GM, and to my right, we have...
Mark, playing Honor of Squidfrig, Knife Master Rogue.
Jarwin, the flame dancing bard that everybody forgets or something. I'm not really sure.
At least one girl missed.
I tried.
Will.
I tried.
Playing Nathkarin Vendikar.
I guess that's canon now.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown. I hope there's pleasure.
Oh.
Whoa.
I see what you did there.
Curtis, playing Ronan. Is that a handy?
It can be.
And Peter playing Meta, the Animus Shaman.
Yay, good job, Pete.
You got it, man.
He returns to his former glory.
One out of two.
And the street starts at one. Oh, I think he's a freak. She's
like
a freak.
It's like that accident-free since...
Oh, one day.
Yep.
Thanks, Pete.
This workplace has been Raptor incident-free for 0 days. Thanks, John.
Zero.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Good. In a good mood.
Okay, last time on Shield Bash.
No, I was going to say, let's not banter so much this time, but I do want to know. Pete, do you still have a pulse, really?
He's had two coffees. He's good.
Yeah, I still got a pulse.
Okay, I just wondered. Because I know, off screen, let's go with off mic. You've been working your ass off, both at home and at work. And I'm just wondering, are you okay?
Okay is a relative term. I am conscious.
It's a trick question, isn't it?
If you cut him, he bleeds coffee at this point.
In the last 24 hours, I've only had 12 pots. So that's not bad.
Oh, well. That's pretty low for you.
Yeah, one pot every 2 hours?
Yeah.
That's pretty low for you. You're usually at least one pot an hour.
I slept like 3 hours.
Nice.
Is that why you're so short, though? All that coffee?
Because they did tell you who would stunt your growth, didn't they?
They did, but I'm taller than everyone in my immediate family.
Yeah, that's why it's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, we established that.
Blood relations.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Extended family, not so much, yeah. Will, still laid off?
No, actually, I'm back to work.
What?
As a
Walmart greeter?
Last Monday.
Congratulations.
Yay.
No, not quite dipping that low. They rehired me because they have enough work to where if I don't do it, they're going to have trouble. And then they're launching a new thing where they have private rides as opposed to the public rides to satiate the need for public transportation without the fear of catching COVID.
Yeah. Cool. Sweet.
You mean they're making people personally responsible for their own health?
Yes.
Sort of.
It's more expensive.
Yeah, that's awesome. Of course they can charge a premium for that.
Yep.
That's a good marketing.
I'm happy you're back to work, Will.
I am, too. I am curious, though, too, because, you know, as you know, you do know. Don't tell me you don't know. I drive by there 5 times a week.
I actually got to see you parked next to it with your door open, but there was no way for me to get your attention.
Not with that attitude, there's not.
No.
Throw stuff at
I suppose
at
I could have started moaning loudly.
If I...
Wow. Wow.
Or I guarantee you would have looked over.
You could have just said, free beer, free beer.
If I should find an air horn in my travels, I will bring it to you next time. Next time.
I could just see Will moaning out the window, and Britt turns around and goes, Neil?
Wow, Pete.
No, seriously, I was wondering about, because I saw signs out front of Charter. Oh, wait. Should we not say that?
No, you just said Charter, not the whole thing.
Oh, okay, good.
Charter is good.
Charter's okay? Okay. And, yeah, your work, let's just call it that and be done with it. Something about hail repair, what's that all about?
So we're renting out a couple of bays to a auto repair place that travels around and fixes hail damage.
Sweet.
That's cool. Trying to get an extra couple dollar.
Those signs are up in Savoy, too. Actually, on the way to the Walmart, I see them all over the place.
Yeah, the whole, since that last big storm, the whole area over there has just been not just hail damage on cars, it's roofs and everything. And, you know, that's fine, I suppose.
Hey, I just found a cool note in my notes here. Yeah, hey, John Edwards, we have not forgotten about you. We just, situation, COVID and all that stuff. We will be getting to your listener question with Jarwin's backstory, hopefully coming up soon. Thanks again for your question.
John Edwards.
Yep.
Yeah, he had the, why do you have the, was it?
Community-minded.
Yeah. Because that's a...
Rahadum.
Rahadum is the community that you have to be from for that. And I do have backstory ready for that. We just haven't got to my backstory yet.
Wow. We've done
three and we have three to go.
Yep.
I totally doubt that this is the same John Edwards. But the only other John Edwards that I knew back in another lifetime was a windows and siding and flooring sales rep, because that's what I used to do back in the day. And this particular John Edwards was a very beefy fellow, and he was older than I was, at least by 10 years or so. He was a Mason, and the last time I spent any time with him, we were at a strip club. So I doubt it's the same dude. But if it is...
How cool.
John, question number two. Have you met Britt and have you gone to strip clubs with him?
Right. Yeah, I'd like to know.
With an addendum, were they male or female strip clubs?
Damn, Pete. You are just all about that gay today.
You've got to be really specific.
Is that the fourth comment about me and Britt being gay today that you've had?
Wow.
That you've heard.
Wow. And of course, off mic, you've heard, you know, Neil's exploits as of late.
Hey, the whole world doesn't need to know.
I'm just saying, you're a popular guy at the moment. Why do you want to dispute
I did
that?
Have
the police report about that penguin. It will be made public.
I love penguins.
Too much.
I love penguins.
And that's the problem.
We never leave him alone at Pete's Chicken Ranch. By the way, folks, this episode brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
The best cocks in Farmer City.
Wow.
Just ask Neil. Whole lot of clucks for quite a few bucks.
Seriously, though, if you want to sponsor us, we're, like, killing these drops.
Yeah. Where was the actual Pete's Chicken Ranch?
Texas. I thought it wasn't actually named that. It was just similar.
It's like Pete's Chicken or something like that.
Well, okay. Wait a minute. Wait. Kurt, tell him about Davey's call in the interim.
I was on the phone with my brother, and I said that our show is sponsored by Pete's Chicken Ranch, and his reply was, the porno?
This running gag just keeps getting more and more elaborate and more better.
Yeah, which you should take as a warning if you do decide you want to sponsor us.
Give us some limitations, or we're going to run wild.
It's not like we were going for a G rating or anything, but...
Yeah, Pete, this chicken thing keeps getting deeper and deeper.
I think our G rating went out the window when Tam shouted during a conversation, well, balls deep in a camel.
Yep.
Tam did not say that.
Who said that?
Jason said that.
Oh, Jason said that. Okay. Almost. Totally different.
Tam would never talk about being balls deep in anything.
Yeah, we did her backstory, yeah.
Well, she might just for some more cover, you know. You never know.
No, I do know. Like, that's my character.
Yeah, it's...
Do you know everything about your character, though?
I know that much.
I would say Jason knows a shit ton more than you do, dude.
Fuck you, dirty Brit.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind as we start this next combat.
Somebody just got hit by another javelin.
I'm not worried.
This one was flung by a stone giant.
And it was the size of a telephone pole.
With class levels.
What's a telephone pole?
Oops.
Wait, the telephone pole had class levels?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, it's an assassin and you're dead.
So it's a living monolith?
Petrified tree.
Ooh. No, it's just a druid with tree shape.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. Sorry, Nath. I guess we're making new characters.
That's okay. I got a backup plan.
I don't remember saying anything about Nath.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't say, fuck you, you dirty Brit.
Apparently the stone giant only had one javelin.
Yeah.
It was just the size of a tree. It's hard to fucking carry.
It was a summoned stone giant. That was his last round.
No. Let's tell him about Dirty Pete. Go ahead. You start. I'll finish.
So for those of you that have watched Warehouse 13, there is a character on there named Pete. And he's pretty cool.
And the actor that plays Pete is also found in a series called...
Shooter.
Uh-huh. The TV series, not the movie. When we found out he was Dirty, we both looked at each other and said, "Fuck you, Dirty Pete!"
At the exact same time.
It was brilliant.
So that is why Pete is now "Fuck you, Dirty Pete" whenever we talk to him.
Is it me or are they finishing each other's sentences?
You're just jealous that
we can
have,
do
you're
that.
Just jealous that we have this bromance and you can't get in on it.
It's not the only thing they finish with each other.
Oh, wow. Wow. Leave Harley out of this. Harley's a good boy.
And now we don't have to worry about a G rating anymore. If there were any questions, they're gone.
We did not have to worry about that before.
It says right on our thing.
So my cousin Jennifer asked me about my podcast today, and I said, fair warning, we are not safe for work. Repeat, not safe for work. Do not let my niece and nephew listen to this podcast until they're older.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're not safe for anywhere except when you're alone. And there's no chance of anyone being within 20 yards of you.
Unless you really enjoy embarrassment, you know. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
One of my coworkers was asking about it because he was waiting for us to get up on YouTube. I saw him. And I told him, "Yeah, we're up there on YouTube." And he goes, "Oh, I can watch it on my break." I'm like, No.
Not without headphones.
Headphones, maybe, but I still wouldn't risk it at work.
No.
Somebody else turned and was like, "Oh, you have a podcast?" And like, "That's cool." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's, you know, we do this thing." It's like, "Oh, your kids can listen to it too. That's neat." Like,
no.
When you're there, I'm
no.
like, "Yeah, when they're 18. I mean, like, you know, 12 years." Yeah. we may be done with book one by then.
We'll still be on this fucking island.
Somebody, no, we're coming back here.
Somebody, we are. That's probably going
to
happen.
We're going to loot all the things. We're Greyhawking this bitch. That's your mentality, isn't it, Jason?
I could just imagine. I wouldn't be surprised if in the adventure path, maybe not this one, but there is an adventure path where you go back to the starting area at the end of, like, in the book six.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to do a full circle thing. Like, I can just imagine Tam, like, retires to Smuggler Shiv.
Mm.
Well, it's mostly cleaned out now. You could improve it quite a bit now.
Like, become Tam rich enough to buy
chooses
the island.
To come back here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I mean, by presuming Tam lives long enough, by that point she's going to have enough money and wealth. She could just hire a wizard to be like, "Hey, you're now my teleportation lackey, and you're just going to teleport me back and forth."
Or you could just visit that house in Absalom.
You could get a magic item created for that, as long as you know it's like a once a week teleportation to, you know, two different places. You could do that, and you wouldn't have to worry about magic castery stuff.
Yeah, but she would definitely prefer to have somebody that she can tell what to do.
Well, I'm saying you can still have that. They just don't have to be magic-y. They'll just give you work around, that's all.
Reach around? What?
Work
it's around. Work around for a problem that doesn't exist.
That's an advanced handy, just to let you know, Roman.
Okay, all right.
It costs extra.
Well, since it seems like we're easing back into this action here, where are we? Oh, yeah, Smuggler Ship.
Combat just started.
Javelins from the Jungle.
Javelins from the Jungle, indeed.
That's my new cover band.
And there were Javelins from the Jungle? Okay.
Yep. Javelins from the Jungle, we got fun games.
Whose music do you cover? Just that one song?
No, Guns N' Roses in general.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Instead of November Rain, is it Smuggler Shiv's Rain? Smuggler's Rain?
No, it's 2 p.m. Rain.
Yeah. That cold 2 p.m. Rain.
Yep. So, we had three. That's one. A two. A three. Javelins. Two of them hit. A couple of PCs here. Oh, wait. The only two PCs in this part of the party.
Technically, they're also PCs. They're just also an in-PC.
What we call them? The B-Team?
Yes, we're the B-Team.
We were calling them the B-Team. Yeah. And the third one missed. It was going after Ishiru, and he's right up front. So it's amazing that it missed, really. But, hey, welcome to my world and my rolling. Now, to be fair, we did roll initiative.
Yep.
I've got that all sorted. Ready to go. But I want to switch back to the A-Team. Did you have that cue?
Ironically, we're not the ones with the milk, though.
The GM is confused.
Hmm.
Snake milk, gotta have the milk to go on the plane.
milk plane.
Come on now. 18?
Come on, man. You got to give the guy his knockout drop somehow.
He doesn't have enough whiskey.
I ain't going on a plane, Hannibal. I'm telling you. I ain't going on a plane. I ain't flying with that fool. I miss that dude.
Anyway, that joke fell flat on the DM.
Murdoch or Mr. T?
Mr. T.
I like Murdoch myself, but yeah, whatever.
Trash bags. I want trash bags. Classic episode.
I'll be honest, I was never really into the A-Team.
Wrong with you.
I liked MacGyver much more, and Quantum Leap, and Star Trek.
Shout out to Scott Bakula.
And whoever played Al.
Yeah. He was my favorite, actually.
Yeah, but what's his name?
I could not tell you.
That's why I said it that way.
And I don't disagree, but seriously, best supporting role, hands down, my humble opinion.
He was also on Star Trek.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he was.
I liked him. I used to know it, actually. I used to know it, but I've slept since then. Yeah.
Do I need to kick him?
All right, so let's go back to the brine demon.
The brine demon.
That's the shipwreck that we're at.
Right.
The blind demon. No, brine. Brine. Isn't that what Jarwin calls it? Never mind. As in the briny deep, you know, salt water.
This Ronin character is highly questionable.
Well, he's not been around a lot of humans, so he doesn't really understand our humor, our bodily functions.
Combat.
Ironically, he's actually spent a lot of time around humans.
Well, lately.
Well, a week.
No. He told us that it was like his whole job was to go out.
And humans. He was supposed to pay attention and like give notes and stuff. He just forgot to the pay attention and give notes part.
Well, he goes after the dead Pathfinders and returns them back to home.
Right.
So they can be buried.
Good job, Ronan.
Not too many of them will smuggle a ship, I'm afraid.
Let's hope it stays that way.
It might be six more here in just a couple days.
Not me. I'm not a Pathfinder.
Let's say there's only two Pathfinders on the island right now that we know of.
Yup.
Yeah.
All right, so. This is jungle. This is surf.
Oh, so this is them?
Yes.
I'm going to move
the jerky and you can see.
I'm really confused right now. What the fuck is going on?
What kind of looks like a ship? And the yellow is
sand. The yellow is water.
Sand.
Sand is yes. But beach. That's the word I was looking for.
We are walking along the beach.
Thank you, Mark.
Salt life.
Beach. Boop, boop. And you can clearly
Jason's being gruff about something.
Shut the fuck up. You can clearly see the wreckage from your vantage point, obviously with 20, 30 feet. From your angle, the big oval that I've drawn is missing wood that would have been part of the ship, and in the front as well. I believe they called that a prow. So in this case, the figurehead is long gone, disintegrated.
You could also call them holes.
Yeah, but no, I just
prow was for the front of the ship, smartass.
Yeah. I think he was talking about the circles that I've drawn is what I was talking about. Holes. It's not the largest ship in the world, but you can see it's been there for quite a while, and it's decayed, and so you can probably presume it's not exactly going to be safe.
But it looks like it is washed up on the beach, correct?
It is landlocked.
Awesome. Yes. So that makes it easier to get on board if it's, to go splashing.
Yeah, if it's been there for years and years, and it's still sitting there, chances are it's probably safe enough. As long as the wood doesn't break.
Is the stern of the vessel, is it intact or is it missing? Is it submerged?
The stern of the vehicle, good question mark, based on my rudimentary drawing here, is in fact over sea. It's over the water and it appears to be somewhat intact.
And that large hole in front of us, we can see into the vessel from
yes,
there?
Yes, you may.
And what do we see inside?
When you approach, go ahead and move your pieces.
I think we're there.
I mean, if you want to look into that front hole.
I'm pretty good looking from where we're at.
All right.
Well, okay. Well, Tim was going to ask Ronan some questions, but I guess that's not happening.
What's that?
He's in the trees again, isn't he?
No, he's up on the ship now.
Yeah, he's moved.
All right, that was fast.
Yeah. Yep.
I climb up the side and look in.
Okay. From where you're at, you're climbing up on the top deck?
Is that right? I'm coming up the side. Well, is that hole in the deck, or is that like the hole side of the ship?
So just in front of your piece would be a hole in the ship, and if you move to there, I'll tell you what you see. I'll also answer Mark's question. from where you are in the side of the ship, the hull, you get a good cross-section view, honestly, of the lower deck, but not the deck below that. And it's a lot of debris. You see quite a bit of water that could or could not possibly inhabit some life forms. I don't think that was a very good sentence, but you get the drift.
Also, what I wanted to mention is climbing up the side, I'm trying to be stealthy.
Sure, okay. Wonders never cease. Ronan being stealthy. So, yeah, that's kind of what you get. The back of the ship is still afloat for the most part. It kind of does a nosedive into the turf, for lack of a better term. The sand, the beach, trying to paint a better picture for the listeners. But the front of the ship is all but gone. The back is intact and still somewhat afloat. So it's quite an extreme angle. So, what do you wish to do?
Well, I'll wait for Ronan to tell us if he sees anything dangerous, and then we'll move forward, I would say. Yeah, does Ronan see any signs of life? Or any movement, anything that could be hazardous?
All right, so you go on up.
I'm up and looking in the side of the ship.
Well, actually, from where you're at, that part of the wall mm-hmm. is intact. You go 5 foot up, you can look into the bowels of the lower deck. So you move up. What you see is water, and say 20, 30 feet back, the water line stops. It's gently lapping inside. The bulwark of the ship blocks most of the current, you know, the tide and the waves. Inside it, you know, it's drastically reduced. And at 30 feet out or so, you start to see wood again and the lower deck.
Okay, and that looks like something somebody could traverse?
Possibly. There's a bit, like I say, 30-foot span at your level. You're at the second deck down. Oh, there's 30 feet of water or so that you would have to swim.
How's the ceiling?
Ah, different story. So with the ceiling, you could easily get there from where you're at. You would climb the one bulwark wall to the ceiling. You could easily reach the top deck, which is above water, in one round, let's say.
Okay, and the only way for my companions to get there is to swim?
Negative.
We should be able to throw a line up onto the rail from the beach if it looks accurate the way it's drawn. And I'll have a grappling hook.
Exactly. So it's about 10 feet above the sand would be the outer wall of the upper deck.
So,
and there's still a bit of railing intact.
Ronan says it's safe and he doesn't see anyone, we'll do that.
Okay, I'll motion to the party to come on ahead.
Yeah, guys, Tam, what was that girl's name? No, never mind, doesn't matter. Chicky Poo!
Her name's Aishamara.
Aishamara!
This may or may not be a good idea.
Are you home?
I was going to ask our expert in ghosts, but she just points towards the boat.
Your beloved captain sent us to find you! Come out and say hi!
Meta, if an incorporeal, untiring ghost can't find her, do you really think she's going to come out just because we're hollering at her?
You know, I would think maybe, but my aunt had this guy that pursued her relentlessly, and she really didn't like him, so she managed to hide away from him for a long time.
Okay, that's a possibility. Or she could be dead.
Well, I imagine, yes, she is probably dead.
See?
But that doesn't mean we can't talk to her.
We talked to the dead Dingleberry guy.
What? But that was in the middle of the night, and Captain Kincaid was a haunt that was haunting at the night. That's why we're out here in the sunlight, so that we don't have to hopefully interact with those type of beings.
So ghosts don't come out during the day?
I hope not.
Me too. Again, I was going to ask our expert in undead, but Tam points towards the boat again.
Well, you never know. Are you there?
All right, here goes a grappling hook.
Yeah, there's no response. Clatter, clatter. Tam will help with the grappling hook.
I forget, because I've slept since then, so I'm going to defer to Jason. Because he edits everything, as everybody who listens knows. Did we do any knowledge checks on this captain in particular, or the brain demon? Do we?
I did not finish that episode, so not to the point where I have reached in editing.
Oh, okay. So you and I are on equal footing this time. Okay.
Could Artemis try a profession sailor or knowledge local?
I'll give you local or history. Sailor, not so much.
Tam can help with. Tam will do history.
Okay.
I will try sailor.
Tam got a 19.
19's pretty good.
24.
Wow. Okay.
Professional sailor.
You've been around the Shiv. At least, yeah.
I've sailed these waters.
A bit. What do you got?
Ronan got a 22.
22. Still pretty.
22 what?
Knowledge history.
History.
He's a smart frog.
Meta had a 0.
And that's why we're the A-team.
And that is not. But thanks, Meta.
You did a good job hollering for the ghost, though.
Here's what I'll tell you.
I don't think she's home.
I think you're right.
The brine demon, you know, was sailed Desperation Bay in the southern Arcadian Ocean for many years, taking part in various nefarious deeds and schemes, not the least of which was a protection racket off the coast of Sargava that involved several mid-ranking government officials. Never a highly regarded member of the Free Captains of the Shackles, Captain Kincarian had a soft side that very few knew about, even the crew. He was deeply in love with a beautiful half-elven red-headed woman named Ishimira. That's what you can recall now.
No wonder he thought that Sasha was this Ishimira. He was confused.
The captain told us that he was looking for a red-headed woman, so we already knew that.
But if I remember correctly, Sasha's also a half-elf, right?
I think so, but I don't remember.
I want to point out that this is...
You should know. You should know if anyone does.
I don't pay a lot of attention to other features, apparently.
The bottom half is an elven.
Wink, wink.
There seems to be a theme to the people that get shipwrecked here, because Pezcock had the same situation. He was in love with some
red-headed... Yeah.
And he's here, too.
Oh, crap, we're going to find Justin Xander on this island.
That's because gingers steal your souls, mate. Never get involved with a redheaded woman.
Hey.
Kurt knows from experience. That's what he's trying to say.
I rolled to find Christina Hendricks.
Damn.
Tina Louise?
Mark, I'm sure she can hear you from in the house.
Does she listen to the podcast?
She can hear it through the doors. Oh.
I'm guessing that's a no.
That's okay. My son is a ginger, too, so.
That explains a lot.
For the record, Sasha is not half-elven.
Ah.
I have her written down as human.
Yeah, Jarwin. Both halves of her that you have explored.
Good to hear.
Were human.
Good to hear.
Does it make you a little itchy there, mate?
What?
Anyway, so... I guess that being said, if we didn't get a response from Ishimira, we will try to grappling hook up onto the deck.
Yeah, all you hear is the sound of the waves.
We will climb the knotted rope to the top deck.
Okay.
We will take 10 to do so.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
thank you.
No worries, we'll help you.
Okay.
At least if I fall, I can float now, so.
So, what do we see when we get up on the top deck?
Okay, top deck. You are, I'm going to try and describe this best I can. Between two holes in the upper deck, from the direction you're pointing towards the sea, you see the aft of the ship. And most of it is intact. There is a large hole in front of you that gives you a great view of the lower deck and all the debris that might be inhabiting that area. Ronan has moved up, as I'm describing, to the halfway point on the top deck. And in front of him, he will see more clearly, because he's closer, the aft of the ship has a wall, which is pretty typical of the design. And in the center of the wall is a door. To either side of the door, you know, closest to the outermost walls, are stairs that go up to another deck.
One of the purposes of me, of Ronan, going forward is to make sure that this is structurally sound for my companions.
How much do you weigh?
Like 20-some pounds.
Right. That'll be interesting.
Don't confuse this discussion with facts.
He's jumping.
I mean, it's not like he has two people in the party that are specifically trained to do this exact job, but...
He's up there already. What are you going to do?
I'm just worried about someone falling through that the wood might be rotten.
That's very conscientious of you. Thank you, Ronan.
I like the way you think.
You weigh about as much as my foot.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if anybody should be doing this, it's Artemis.
Oh, no, he's fine. Let him go.
Well, blokes, I imagine that door is probably our best bet.
It would make sense. Hey, Ronan.
The stone cabin is usually where the captain has his office and living quarters and stuff, so yes.
If you make it there, you might try that door. We'll see what happens.
Now, Ronan's not going to try the door. He's just making sure that you guys can get to the door without falling through the deck.
Oh, we have perfectly good faith in you, Ronan.
I'm sure you do.
Guys, if he doesn't come back, we never saw it.
So what?
You're a bit of a sociopath, aren't you?
No. I like animals.
So, anyway, does the deck seem solid enough that my...
It seems solid enough to you.
Now, can I make, like, a knowledge engineering check? Or
do you have knowledge engineering?
I do.
Okay.
Don't you have, like, all knowledges?
Yes.
You and your damn classes.
He's a smart frog.
Well, not with that roll.
No, with that roll. That's unlucky. That's an 11.
With an 11, as a Gripply Inquisitor, you think there should not be any troubles.
All right.
Tam still wants Artemis to go first.
All right. Since we already have the rope, Tam, I'm going to tie this around my waist just in case I'm not as light as the frog and his powers perceptions are not up to snuff. And I will carefully, testing my weight 1 foot at a time before I step down fully, try to traverse the area over to Ronan, staying closest to the rail, which has the more solid wall.
Okay. So...
Did you want me to, like, hold this rope?
Well, yeah, I'll tie it off on the stub of the mast, something so that if I fall through, I don't just, like, splash into the water and maybe die from shock or something.
That would suck,
Magic ring.
Well, yeah, but I still would like a way to get back up. I mean, getting down, I'm not worried about.
Well, fair enough. I guess you're not a good swimmer.
Well, you just know, I can swim, but it's harder when there's, like, a shark trying to bite your legs off. Or you know, one of those, what did we fight in the Caves of the Mother? One of those Lacedons? Yeah, those aren't fun either. And if they paralyze me, then I can't swim at all. So if I had a rope on, you could pull me up. Yeah, and somebody said Adaro's. I heard a voice in the wind.
Adaro's.
Sounded like Nath. It was weird.
Yeah, I know.
He's with you all.
Maybe that basket's magic.
It's that Karen gene.
All right. So, perception there, oh benevolent GM? Or
yeah, move your fig, and at some point I'll say stop and tell you something.
All right.
Based on your roll.
And for the record, Tim will tie the rope off. She's not going to try and hold it with her 10 strength.
Okay. That'd be a good choice.
Yeah, I was just thinking about your average strength and my below average strength. We'll be great pulling him back up.
Okay, right about there. Roll. Looks good.
That's a 20. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay, with the dirty 20, off to your left, into the hole of the top deck.
Yes.
With the water in the lower deck.
Yes.
You hear a slight splash.
A splash.
Splash.
You just really wanted to use that fucking Kraken piece, didn't you?
I freeze, and I look that direction. What do I say?
Ronan?
Okay.
No, not that direction. Into the hole where I heard the splash.
Ronan pooped a bit.
Plop. So, you look down.
Yes.
And then you see and hear another little splash, and you determine it's a pretty good-sized fish.
All right.
Like a tuna or something like that.
I'll keep walking forward.
It's not a tuna.
I'll keep walking towards the stern cabin, being mindful where I put my feet. So, unless you stop me again, I shall stop the next time at the cabin door.
That's fine. And, you make it all the way to the door.
All right. Does it appear to be locked?
It does not.
Hold on. I'm going to move up there with him.
Okay.
And I am going to put guidance on him.
Ah, that's a good call. Good call.
Meta, your turn to cross.
Okay.
Use the rope.
And stay close. And I'm going to... you said there is a stairwell, right?
Yeah, on either side of you, there are stairwells going up to the aft castle.
I'm going to go over to the to the stairwell there on the port side, and the other side. Yeah, and I'm going to tie off on a couple of the newel posts and one behind it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tie the rope off so that she will have something to hold on to as she traverses the deck.
Something that looks sturdy and stout.
Yes.
So protecting Meta in case she should fall.
And then Meta will make her way across, hopefully. Stopping on that end near Ronan.
Okay. Right next to Ronan. That looks good. And you're safe.
Damn.
From the looks of it.
Come on, Tam.
All right. If it has to do with weight, I believe I topped Tam, so you should be fine.
Yeah. Oh. All right. That's right. Meta, what do you weigh?
You don't ask a woman her weight.
No, it's age you don't ask.
No, you don't ask a lady her weight. So, Meta, what do you weigh?
Wow. All right. With all my gear and armor, we're looking at 223.
Oh, that's not too shabby.
Yeah, no, Tam definitely weighs more than that. She weighs 180 without her gear.
What are you wearing, though?
I got a chain shirt, a bag of holding, two swords.
Well, chain shirt's only like 20 pounds.
Wait,
200.
Wait. Am I the only one sitting at the table when Neil said, what are you wearing, though?
Tam from State Farm.
good job.
Just the stuff in your bag of holding should total only 5 pounds, right? Yeah.
No, yep. The bag of holding standard weight is like 20, 30 pounds.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which type?
I do also have 50 pounds of your equipment, Pete.
Type 2, wow.
You're not here!
I'm letting Pete, the player, know.
And that neither he doesn't is have Pete's most equipment.
Of his equipment because I have 50 pounds of it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Suck on that.
Let's split the party.
Sorry, Tam. You weigh more than I do right now.
Yeah, I presume that anyway.
So we have the gang, the A-team, pretty much encircling the door. Nobody's directly in front of it, though, at this point.
Not anymore.
We have one on the port and three on the starboard side. And
I thought it went forward into the beach.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got that backwards.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess I did.
So, everyone's across now.
Uh-huh.
And
past all the holes.
Tam, would you like to examine the door for traps? I don't think so after this long, but you never know.
Sure. But Ronan did such a good job in the caves.
I'm really beginning to think you don't like me.
This just gladdens my heart, for the record. One rogue deferring to the other's judgment.
Well, you know, we all have our expertise, and she has showed herself to be... better at finding the traps than I am.
Indeed.
Lucky.
Too.
19 for perception to locate a trap.
You do not think that this is trapped.
And we've already established it's not locked, right?
Right. Indeed.
Sword in one hand, door handle in the other. She will open the door.
Okay, and we cut to the B team.
Who are on the other side of the door. This island really is fucking weird.
It's an ugly frog. Help!
Ship is made entirely out of apple wood.
No, I believe that's a javelin.
Oh, right. That's a javelin in my foot.
It's in your foot.
And last episode, I believe, we took care of the surprise round. Yep. So, top of round one, we have Nath Vindicar. And at this point...
Nath Karen Vindicar.
Oh, right. Sorry. My bad.
Nathaniel Karen Vindicar.
Is Nath's name going to just continually get longer as we go?
Yeah, that's how you gain titles.
And that way, when we turn this into a Japanese anime, the title is just his name.
Yep.
It'll be too short.
It's it's in the overall plan, isn't it?
There are some really funny animes that I've watched recently, like that one time I got reincarnated as a slime.
What kind of hentai do you watch?
It's not hentai, but it's hilarious.
It's kind of weird.
Did anybody used to watch Inuyasha?
Of course.
So they're making a new kind of predecessor to that.
Really? Yep. I have not heard. That's cool.
Let me guess. Is Netflix behind it?
I don't think so. I think it's being done by Anime Group or something like that. I don't remember what they're called.
All right. So top of round one. Now that everybody is in position, not to be in imposition. Nath, your go. Sir, ma'am, I'm not sure now.
What?
Karen,
It's a family name.
Whatever.
Hey, Karen. Karen, what does Jarwin do every combat?
Nath will delay for strategy.
Yeah. That will make it... Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin will begin his dancing. Inspire courage.
What type of dance are you doing this time?
Macarena.
Not the horizontal hustle, because that's something just between Sasha and I. I don't know. The Roomba sounds fun.
You must be dancing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that one. Since the hustle? You guys, yeah, okay. Since you guys brought it up for me. And then Jarwin is going to move up, 15 feet.
And he's dancing up 15 feet.
Jarwin is going to say to arms and try to stay tactical about this. Don't run off. Don't separate too much. And then that's going to be his turn.
Okay.
Nath would like to come back in with a question.
Okay.
I forgot to ask what these are.
Yes, you did.
Can I still do that, or is it...
Give me a perception jar.
A 20.
20. These appear to be cannibals.
More cannibals.
I thought we killed all those guys.
Yeah, I thought we did too. Sorry, Nath, you can go ahead and go.
Is any of this difficult terrain?
The brown painted sections are not. The green painted section is jungle overgrowth and R.
And you cannot charge through difficult terrain, correct?
Yes.
Indeed. What does your dance give us today, Jarwin?
Smog sight. Fog sight and plus one competence bonus on attack rolls, damage rolls, plus one bonus versus charm.
Plus one.
And fear.
Nath has moved up, 20 feet?
Yes, 20 feet up next to Jarwin. He's going to go full defensive.
Okay.
And that's going to end his turn.
Full defense is going to give him some defense.
Get that D.
Alright, that would make it Jask's turn. He's not entirely sure what's going on yet. But he's going to move up anyway, because you guys did. And he will move up parallel to his favorite monk. And that will make it Sasha's turn. And Sasha is like, oh no, my man's moved up. I've got to go too. So she's right there with Nath and Jask. And that other guy. And
Yishiru.
There's Gellick. And he's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then there's Yishiru. And Yishiru is going to go 5, 10, 15, 20. Since he was given orders to stay close to Jarwin, he thinks he understands the advantages of doing so. So he will listen. He has been a bit of a soldier in his day. That would make it the baddies' turns. All three of them. This could go very interestingly.
Do you need a card?
Oh, yeah, I think I need a card. Pretty freaking sure. And sadly, this is on Sasha.
Crit card.
Yep.
And this is piercing.
Yep. Javelin's thrown.
Normal damage and stunned for one round.
Normal damage and stunned. What's that one called? That's bullshit.
Grazing hit.
That's not a fucking crit.
Stunned is pretty brutal, dude.
Yeah, say stunned sucks.
Yeah.
Stunned is awful.
She drops all of the stuff she's holding.
Takes no actions.
And I believe she takes a negative to her AC, too.
Yeah, she takes no actions, loses a dex bonus, takes minus two penalty, I think.
All right.
As a swift action, Nath will assume Crane Stance.
Crane Stance! Ka-ka! Okay. So, yep. Sasha's hit, and it hurt. And the next attack was on Jask, and I'm pretty sure a 17 hits him. Let me see real quick.
I don't think anybody gave him armor, so...
He's got all his gear now.
We gave... Yeah. I'm pretty sure we gave all the NPC stuff.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, 17's going to hit him.
I mean, if we gave Jarwin stuff, we probably gave the NPC stuff, too.
Probably. I am much less important. I mean, I'm not a comrade, after all.
Unbelievable. Okay. Lucky hits there. One more. I'm going to use the blood splattered die.
Not the blood splatter.
I'm betting a 14 is going to miss Jarwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. That is the end of round one. Back to the top with Jarwin.
Would I have noticed them taking damage?
Sasha is behind you. You would give me a perception.
Ouch, I went up.
Natural one.
Oh, okay. Aside from that, what's your modifier?
It'll be a 7.
Yeah, you did not notice.
Okay. If I did not notice, then I would not use my other song, so I am going to move up closer and try to start providing flank if possible.
Okay. Make it so.
And I as in Jarwin.
Are there two enemies? Three.
Looks like three.
If he is able to attack of opportunity, I have provoked.
What's the rules on when they're in...
A javelin is a ranged weapon and a melee weapon.
Does he still have a javelin in hand, or does he throw it?
You always count as not being proficient with a javelin when you use it as a melee weapon.
Correct. So it wouldn't provoke. No, it wouldn't provoke. Negative. You have to have proficiency.
That's a negative, right?
No, you can't. You don't get a tax opportunity.
I'm not asking that question.
Non-proficiency right penalty is a -4.
Yes.
Okay. But if he has a javelin in one hand and a sword in the other, that's a different story, right?
That's fine.
Okay. Yes.
So, hang on just a second.
This episode brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch. Remember, folks, Pete only does chickens.
The best cocks in Farmer City.
A whole lot of clucks for just a few bucks.
Let me see what's going on with Jarwin. He has moved past...
Number 3.
And off trail.
Yes.
Of number 3. So, yeah, that would definitely provoke. Give me the other kind of card this time.
This is why I do this, guys.
No, well, it's the law of averages.
Type of weapon, melee, correct?
Yes. Slashing.
Your attack deals damage to your armor.
What if I'm not wearing armor?
Then it either hits you or does nothing. It would be GM discretion, I would assume.
Generally, we just say it does nothing because sometimes that shit happens.
Yep. Okay. All right. Is that your turn then, Jarwin, or did you wish
no,
to
that
do
is not
anything?
My turn. I am now going to prepare an action for if I obtain flanking, I will take one melee strike. Then that will be my turn, and I will cease continuing my song. However, it will last for another 4 rounds.
That's too many contingencies. You get an attack.
Yeah, that's right. The only contingency is if I obtain flanking, I will take my attack. And then I'm saying at the end of my turn, I'm going to stop performing.
Would your attack cause the song, dance, whatever the fuck you do, to end?
No, that is a separate thing he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. If you attain flanking, you're going to attack...
Yes.
With your Cestus. That would make it Nath's turn.
Nath is going to move the space of 10 feet using 15 feet to do so because I believe there is difficult terrain in my way.
There is.
Which will provide flanking to Jarwin, triggering his action.
Oh, yeah.
Jarwin's attack roll is probably going to miss, but we'll give it a whirl.
What you got?
With flanking, a 16.
That will hit.
Sweet. That's surprising. For 3 damage.
Big money, no whammies. All right.
As Nath moves up, he's going to assume snake style and then attempt a stunning fist to this guy. Number 3, it looks like.
Yep,
that's 3.
Does a 19 hit?
19 will definitely hit.
It's only 2 points of piercing damage. 3 points of piercing damage.
3 points piercing. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Correct, sir.
Still standing.
And yes, I need a save for Stunning Fist.
Fortitude save. He fails.
All right.
He is stunned.
All right. Do we know how long?
1 round.
Yep, 1 round. I'm getting you a card.
Okay. Cool. That's a pretty good second round there, fellers. That would make it Jask's turn. That was on number 3, right? Stunned?
Correct.
Correct, sir.
Okay.
Nass steps up and pokes him in the throat.
Neck punch with the... fingers.
No, not neck. And into his mouth, down his throat.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Pretty gross.
That's just deep throated that guy.
Wow. Dude.
I would be stunned too. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know where the confusion is.
All right. Let's see. Sasha has a condition at the moment, right?
Which is the same card you have in your hand.
So she can't do nothing.
Correct.
So then it's down to Mr. Gellick. Everybody's...
Josh didn't go?
I'm sorry. You're right. Jask was before Sasha, actually. Jask is hurting for certain already. He's kind of a wimp, really. I didn't realize.
Oh, so I didn't notice that he got hit either?
With your roll?
Yeah.
That time?
I'm just saying.
You didn't do your normal 34 or whatever.
Well, hey, I can't always roll a natural 20.
I'm just saying. It seems like you usually do.
I know, right?
He is going to move up.
He's being ballsy.
He is. He's going to move up to a different adversary. And he's going to attempt a strike. What the hell does he use, even? He has a mace. Give me another one of them other kind of cards. I figured if I was fighting myself, I would roll better, but I was woefully wrong.
Okay, need a fort save.
Okay.
Except there's no fort save on it, so it's supposed to be DC against your armor class?
It'd be the armor class of the person he's attacking.
Okay, so it's fort save against...
Oh, okay.
Whatever their AC is.
Interesting.
Is that number 11, I think?
Yes. Yeah.
He does not make that.
He falls prone. Now roll a D3.
Oh, lordy. I don't have a D3, so we'll do a D6. That'll be a 1.
He is blinded for one round.
Oh, what the hell happened to him?
Hit himself in the face.
Oh.
It's called eat dirt.
Oh, no. You'll suck again.
Smack.
That's not a Shiru.
Yeah.
Wow. That was rough. All right. Well, we already said Sasha can't do nothing. So that leaves us Gellick.
And Ishiru.
Gellick is next.
Yep.
So shut up.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
You want to fight?
Don't try and confuse me.
You want to fight?
Yeah.
We're fighting now.
I thought that's what we were doing.
That was the joke.
Oh, I see. Let's see here. He will move up just behind Jask. And he will start casting. That's what he's going to do. And then it would make it Ishiru's turn. Ishiru will go up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And he will attack number 11 is what we call him. And see if he can do some damage. He will not swing and a miss. That will make it top around what?
Three
with Jarwin.
Seeing Jask fall, and I see blood on him, apparently, I am going to start up my life budding in salted earth song for 4. So it's going to give everybody fast healing.
I was going to say, what the hell's that? And how's that fast healing part work?
On the start of their turn, they heal.
Yeah, is that a die roll?
Nope, it's just 4 hit points.
4, all right. Straight 4.
Yep. And then Jarwin is going to...
So how does that affect your last song?
My other song continues with the...
Linger?
With the linger, and then my new song will just be present now.
Okay.
That is how we have ruled that.
Okay.
Thank you, benevolent GM.
Because that's what I do.
Yep. And that is going to be Jarwin's turn because he does not want to move and lose flanking for Nath, who is Notorious Shadowboxer.
Notorious, indeed. That would bring it to Nath's turn, I believe.
Nath is going to practice his art. Say 17 to hit.
That will hit. That's on number 3?
Correct.
Gotcha.
It's another 3 piercing damage.
Okay, what kind of attack was this?
Just a fist to the chest.
Fist to the chest. Snake's dance. 3. 3 damage? Is that all?
Yep.
3 piercing. I'm rolling 1s.
Okay. What else you want to do?
Second attack.
Uh-huh.
That one's much better to hit.
Okay.
9 points of piercing damage.
Ooh. You kind of feel like you made a difference there with the 9.
And that's the end of Nath's turn.
Kind of doubled Nath, over a bit.
Nath, you know? Don't forget to heal 4 hit points.
I did that. Thank you, though.
Heal for 4. That would bring us to Sasha. She is no longer stunned, is she?
Nope, and she also heals for 4 hit points.
And she heals for 4. Even gooder-er, so she's back to normal. What is she going to do? I think she's staying right there for now and trying to figure out what the hell's going on because she's still stunned. But she will go up that way a bit to try and get out of the middle of the road. She's moved 10, by the way, guys. That will make it Gellick's turn. His casting goes off. And Jask is now healed up to full. And that will make it Ishira's turn. He's going to try and swing. He's going to try and keep it in the box.
He's a swinger.
And he misses again.
Don't forget +1 from Bartzong.
Yeah, he still misses again.
Okay.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
Then it is my turn. And at this point, everybody's got their...
Did you heal everybody that took damage at 4? I forgot to remind you.
Oh, would the baddies take
No, they don't get it. Just
Everybody that took any damage in the party.
Yes.
Yeah, because fuck those guys.
Is back.
Okay.
Yes, we're all good there. And that will make it. Yeah, me. Need one of those. All right. Nath, does a 14 get you?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Jarwin, I don't think that's going to get you either. I just know by looking at it.
Sweet.
And that will leave over to Ishiru, because he's just wailing on the wind from 11. He takes a swing and misses Ishiru.
Did one of them throw a javelin or something at me or Nath?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just confused. How you got two attacks on our side?
Don't ask too many questions,
guys. Well, the reason I'm asking is it would provoke an attack of opportunity from people over there.
I know.
You jerk.
Shut up, Neil.
Nope.
No.
You already outnumber him 2-1.
Yeah. So shut up.
Okay.
Okay. So that's their turn. Nobody did anything. Back. This is round...
We're still in round 3.
The baddies finish out round 3. All right. One more round.
So Jarwin is going to attack the one that Nath and I are flanking.
Okay.
And that's going to be a hit.
No, that's not the way this works.
It was over 20.
You tell me a fucking number. I still got to hear a number.
25.
Okay. That's going to hit.
And that'll be 4 damage.
Okay. Big money. No whammies. 4 damage.
Sweet.
Okay.
Is he still up?
Yes.
Damn it. Can I prepare my move action for after Nath kills this one to move?
Sure.
Sweet. I'm going to do that.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
My songs will tick. I'm not going to upkeep the fast healing.
Fast healing's done right now? Is that what I heard?
Yes. Okay. It was just for the one round.
Okay. So you're going to restore the other?
No, it's just continuing. Lingering.
How long does linger give you?
4 extra rounds.
4 extra rounds. Okay.
So I got one more round after this.
So then it's Nath's turn.
Nath is going to attempt to finish this guy off. Still snake stance.
Still snake stance.
Yes.
That's a nat 20.
That's a lot of information.
Let's see a confirmation.
It might still be.
Maybe. 2 for flanking, right?
Yep.
Yes.
13 hit?
It does.
Yes. Give him a card. Take the card, Johnny. This critical moment brought to you by Pete's Chicken
First
Ranch.
For the card.
Suck on that.
So I get to choose. No, I only do piercing.
Yeah.
Because I'm in this stance.
Snake stance.
Normal piercing. Damage and 1d2 dex damage. -4 penalty to all rolls until that hand is healed. So
wow.
I'm damaging one of his hands. Damn. I'm going to go with his sword hand in case he doesn't die.
Okay.
Go ahead, say it, Nath. We know you want to.
The normal damage is a whole big 3.
Nice.
He does, however, take 2 dex damage.
2 dex.
And a -4 on attacks with his sword hand as Nath pokes the back of his hand and makes him uncomfortable.
Okay, so he's got a -4 to hit right now. Is that what I heard?
With only that one hand.
With just the one. Yeah, okay.
Was that your pelvic thrust attack?
It's penetration, let me tell you.
Little prick in the hand.
That's 17.
17 will definitely hit.
That's max damage at 10 points of piercing damage.
10 piercing? You're whittling this guy down.
Oh, if he's tough.
If he's still up, I'll flurry.
Flurry away.
One better than the last time.
So 18?
Yes. Did I say 17 last time?
18. Yeah, I think
yes. Okay.
Damn it, Will.
That is 9 points of piercing damage.
9 piercing. All right.
Left him at 1, didn't I?
Pretty close.
Yep, that's going to end Nath's turn.
That's a pretty damn good turn for a change. That's nice. I like that. I like it a lot.
Good job, Nath.
Finding some speed.
Great. What was the story on Jask?
He was blind for one round, so he's not blind anymore, and he was knocked prone.
Blind, not anymore, still prone.
Yes, he can attack from the ground if he wishes with a -4 penalty, depending on what weapon he has.
Okay, he's got a mace.
It's one-handed, so yes, he can do that.
Okay, and he's going to go, he's gonna try and swing at 11, damn it. Law of averages, right?
Yep.
Swing and a miss. All right. Sasha. Your favorite redhead. She moves up, attempts to support. If one of those moves in, she's preparing an action is what she's done. If one of those gets in her reach, she's going to attack. She ain't there yet, though. So, that makes it Gellick's turn. What did he do last round? Oh, he healed. He is somewhat useful. That's kind of nice.
He healed somebody that was going to be healed.
Yep.
He didn't know that.
I'm just speaking to his usefulness.
He's trying to help. He is. He's trying to help. You got how many more rounds on your deal?
If this is the fifth round, this will be the last round. It would automatically expire.
Okay. He's going to roll a knowledge check. He's going to make it, and he's going to go, oh, my turn. And he's going to inspire courage.
Okay.
From where he stands.
Sweet.
So plus one, plus one. All right. So that takes care of Gellick. That makes it Ishiru's turn. And Ishiru is going to go after number 23 this time. Misses. Boy, these guys kind of like me, aren't they? That would make it the baddies' turns. This guy's going to go this way. Move 5 feet.
You can't 5 foot in difficult terrain unless you have an ability that allows
that's
you to.
Move action, correct?
Yep. It will provoke from both of us.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go get him, guys.
18 to hit.
That'll hit.
19 to hit.
That'll hit.
6 points of piercing.
6 points piercing. And?
Is he still standing? Is it three points of damage?
3 points. So here's what happens. After, or right at the same time, actually, you guys can kind of sense that he's getting ready to move. He leaned his weight onto 1 foot. And the same time that Jarwin clocks him in the jaw with a cestus, you do what?
Almost like a reach past him to the side and just kind of jam my closed fingers into the other side of his face.
Sweet.
So like it's hook? A pincher kind of attack between the both of you?
So like a hook like this?
A pincher attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of reach around.
A wide right hook? Wow. Wow.
I was trying not to say it.
So was I, but somebody kept pushing.
Okay. So you attack them both at the same time, and his face just kind of flattens, and he falls to the ground.
At least they gave him a reach around.
Right?
I think he would have rather have not had it.
So he's done. That makes it 11's turn, and he's going to go after Jask, and he's not rolling worth a crap either. Number 23, whatever the hell that is. He's going to go after... I didn't pick him in any kind of order this time. He's going to go after Ishiru. So, yeah, they're both going to miss. So, that will bring us to the top of round 5, I believe.
Yep, top of round 5.
We know where we're at. We know what's going to happen. Britt's going to keep rolling shitty.
We have pictures for proof.
We have pictures for proof. You can check them out on whatever media we do.
YouTube,
Facebook.
But to find out what happens, tune in next time on Shield Bash. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.